Hey, hotties.
Hi, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Grace.
What? Did you like the way I did that?
No.
You hated it.
No, I loved it. You're great. I wasn't listening.
Good.
I was busy looking at my phone and I was just showing Maddie these photos of me when I had blonde hair in the previous episode. I found these two photos. And they're the most out there photos.
Oh, it's your toes?
It's my toes. I've obviously gotten a pedicure, but I've taken a picture of my toes on like a stripy ground and my toes are like overhanging my Birkenstocks.
Like you don't even have them in properly. Why'd you do that?
And then I've like gone zoomed in, but like it's really poor quality and I've put like a liquid on my toes.
It's not a good pedicure. Is that an at-home job?
I don't know.
Why did you take a photo of that?
I'm just laughing at like what?
Sometimes going through your camera roll is such a journey and it seeing really the things is. That you've taken photos of out of context and you don't know why.
Yeah. It's just that is god awful.
Like, going through your screenshots is a good because you know how like your phone puts it into its own folder? That's a trip.
That is hilarious. But I always just end up finding amazing memes.
Yeah.
That I've forgotten about. And then I'm like, can't delete that.
Yeah, can't delete that. That's going to stay. You try and do a cull and I'm like, well, that's not going. Yeah. That's going to stay. Still using that.
I'm fully at the point where I'm just like buying more storage on my iCloud.
Just for your memes?
Just for photos.
Yeah, I can't. Baby.
But like I can't go through my photos. No. I don't have the time.
No.
And I know there's probably like thousands of photos that
paying
I don't need.
Paying for convenience.
Yep,
that's what I do. I pay for iCloud storage. I do as well. There was something I was going to say. Well, firstly, I have to just say reminder, subscriptions have been cancelled.
Oh, you sound like Voldemort. What does he do? Like, I can touch you.
Oh, yes, true. if you were a subscriber, thank you.
Can you
email us if you were a subscriber so that we can give you a present? Mm. It's sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com. Mm. There was something else I was going to share. I've forgotten.
Okay. Well,
no, it's not worth it.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, we're back on this is so funny and so selfish of me.
Yeah.
When I plan these episodes, it's always about what's going on in my life.
Yeah, but you're the only one that doesn't things.
That does things.
Yeah. I don't say that as if it's a bad part of my life. I love my life.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing anything.
Well, today's episode's on dating because I've decided to – I'm dating.
You went on a date.
I went on a date as of the date that we're recording this and hopefully
– we haven't talked about dating content like this in so long. That is funny that you go on a date and you're like, let's talk about dating.
I know. Oh, look at that shimmy. Get the titties out.
Shake the bobs.
On a yacht. Yeah. So I've been on a date and I'm not saying that I got the ick because I definitely haven't. As of this time of the record, I'm smitten and I've had one date with this man and I'm like ready to delete the apps.
I'm going to die if I see you in 7 days and you're like, nah.
It's over.
Nah, it's over.
I mean, it's kind of on brand for me.
I know. So good. When we started the podcast, you were like,
I have a boyfriend.
I'm dating this guy. He's beautiful. I love him. No, you didn't say you loved him. But you were like, oh my God, like it's just so good. You would just went away on your first trip. And then a week or two in, you were like, it's done. It's cancelled. Get over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Play Antihero by Taylor Swift. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Yeah.
No, that guy was the problem.
He was the problem. No, this guy's he's so unproblematic. And Siri went to play it. Sorry, babe.
Thank you, Swift.
Thank you. Swift? Oh, stop. Thank you, Siri. No, I don't have the ick from him. And it's so wholesome. I'm just, but I wanted to talk about dating icks. Mm. But before we talk about dating icks, let's hear from our sponsor for the episode. This next segment, Canfessionals, is brought to you by Tempest One, the all-new Prosecco-based wine spritzer bursting with refreshing fruit flavors. We asked the hotties for some secrets, some confessionals.
We've done this too many times. Yeah.
I'm not funny
anymore.
What
if someone listens to these episodes in bulk and then just like skips every 15 seconds?
It's our first sponsor. Don't do that. Please support us.
No, not the sponsor part, but you just being like, so what does Canfessionals mean?
Sounds like I'm a fucking kindergarten teacher. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, like the kid that finally learns a joke and they tell it to 17 people.
It's not funny when you have to explain it, is it?
No. Anyway, Canfessionals.
Anyway, Canfessionals. Are we ready for some secrets? First one is, I am madly in love with my best friend.
Ooh, tough one. Have you watched The Summer I Turned Pretty?
Oh, yeah, true.
They go over this a lot.
Yeah, you love that show.
I
didn't finish it.
I'm really into it.
No.
It's a really bad teen drama, but love it.
Love a teen drama.
Love a teen drama.
What would you do if you're in love with your best friend? Do you tell them? You'd ruin the friendship.
It's hard, right? It goes one of two ways where you're a boy and a girl and then it's like everyone's probably already making jokes about it. You're not sure that when like your friend downplays it, you're like, are you downplaying it because you're nervous and I'm nervous? Or even worse, what if you're of the same gender and it's like you don't want to disrupt
it? Are you gay? Am I gay?
Are we both gay? Are we both vibing that? Am I going to mess up the friendship?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you'd mess up the friendship even if it was different genders.
Yeah.
Still. But I just feel like that would be a lot harder.
Do you remember that trend on TikTok where it was like a song?
I already know. Would like, the lightning song.
Is it the lightning song?
I think so.
I can't remember what the song is, but the trend was to kiss your best friend. And it was always in a car.
Always in a car.
Always in a car.
That's what I'm imagining right now.
And there was one, I saw it recently and it was actually like, it turns me on. It's such a good video because I want that for my life.
Yeah.
She like leans in for a kiss and then he like almost kisses her back because he's like keen for it. And then she turns away and like she like teases and then he like grabs her by the neck and then like pulls her close and then there's tongue. And I was like, I shouldn't be getting turned on by a TikTok, but I love this.
I should not be where I am right now.
Oh, but it makes no, but I want that.
You want the passion. Oh, the passion.
And like you have the friendship foundation and then you become lovers. Well, I hope that happens for this one.
I've never fallen in love with a friend.
No, neither.
I had a
male. Once they're in the friend box.
Yeah.
You can't leave.
I had a male friend. Like my best friend in high school was male and there was it was never an issue. Like he wasn't interested in me and I wasn't interested in him.
Yeah.
But like the outer like pressure from everyone, even to this day, like I brought him up to my dad and my dad was like, oh, well, you clearly were secretly dating. And I was like, no, we weren't.
Do you know that Hannah's mum thought that she and I were dating?
Oh, really?
Because we went on that little girl trip together. Oh. She's just like, well, they're fucking in a bush.
They've gone to the bush to fuck in a bush. Hannah comes home and goes, Hannah, darling, you can bring your girlfriend home.
I know. I think it's because her mum knows that I've dated women and she knows that Hannah also likes women. So she's like, well, you're both women. You both like women. So even though you're friends, you must be together.
I actually get that logic.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I back that.
Yeah.
I feel like every parent goes through a stage where they think their child's gay.
Yeah. And then my mum had to go through it for real. So I was like, confirmed. Yes. Correct. Okay.
Cheryl. She's spending an awful lot of time with that female friend of hers.
I think that literally happened. I was like, this is the friend. She's coming over. We're going to watch a movie. And we weren't watching a movie.
Whoopsie. Why are they under the covers?
We're just getting cozy, Mum. The next confessional we have is, I had a sex dream about the monster from Jeepers Creepers. He had 5 penises.
Who's Jeepers Creepers?
I don't know, but I think it's a scary movie. I feel like we're showing our age. Let me look it up.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Jeepers Creepers, are they hot? Because is a 2001 horror movie. Oh, no!
Not hot?
No! That!
Oh, not hot, not hot.
Not hot.
That's giving Freddie.
Who's Freddie Mercury? Oh, no.
Poor Freddie Mercury.
It's his teeth and his mustache. And he just starts singing Bohemian Rhapsody at you. And you're like, ah, the 5 penises.
I'm just a little silhouette of a man.
Oh.
No, who is that?
Freddie Krueger.
Freddie Krueger. It's giving Freddie Krueger.
Yeah.
Although some people are turned on by Freddie Krueger, and we're not going to yuck their yum.
No. Mm. It's, you know what it is? He's a dom. That's why.
Yeah. Mm. 5 penises. That's feeling pretty dom.
Take your pick.
He could like Eiffel Tower you by himself.
That's awful.
Is Eiffel Tower an Australian term or do you reckon that'll be internationally recognised?
Describe it.
Eiffel, 2 guys and a girl and you make an Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
It's like spit roast.
Yeah. Spit roast is very Australian. Very Australian.
That's awful. That's awful. Put with Freddie Krueger and Freddie Mercury. One on each end.
Move on.
Oh my God.
Other people's confessionals, not ours.
No, okay. Other people's confessionals. I used to eat the entire Nutella jar and then hide them in my brother's room to stay out of trouble.
So valid.
I relate. I used to do that with, I used to get a spoon of Nutella and I'd go to my bedroom and eat it and then I would hide it behind my dresser and the mum would be like, where's all the teaspoons? Because I'd stolen them all. Because like over the space of a week, I'd just eaten the entire jar of Nutella.
Yeah.
Fuck Nutella. It slaps.
Good. I feel like every couple of years I'll just go through that where I'm like, oh God, I need to eat some Nutella.
Oh.
No, that's done now. I haven't
had it in a while.
It's good. You should go back.
Do you ever become obsessive over food and then you hate it? It's like when you get the egg ick.
Yeah, I hear.
Never for Tempest One.
It's going too hard.
Oh, is it? I thought it was good. A next confessional. My boyfriend doesn't like sex and I'm okay with it.
I mean, if you're okay with it.
That works.
The only issue is when one partner's feeling, absolutely,
when your libidos are not equal. On par.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they're equally low.
I don't think that's a secret. I think that's great.
No, I feel like if you were to tell everyone, oh, I don't have sex and I'm okay with it, they'd be like,
what's wrong with
you?
You're
not doing it right. What about this? I mean, maybe you're not doing it right and have you thought about looking into it? Because it is great.
Yeah,
I feel like such an old woman when I talk about sex like that.
To say it is great.
It is great.
It is, but also I get it. It's hard work. Who wants to do that?
Mm.
I'd rather slap a vibrator on there, get it done in 30 seconds, see you later.
But see, that shows, I feel like this is the thing, right? If you have no sex, but you masturbate a lot, you do have a libido.
I'm just lazy.
There's a problem with the sex.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if you're in a relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
If you prefer the vibrator.
Yeah. If you're not masturbating, it's like. You do you. You just don't have a high libido.
But if you are masturbating in this scenario, something's wrong with the sex.
Something's wrong with your sex. Well, you should fix it.
Her boyfriend doesn't like it. Like imagine having sex with someone who was like, I don't really want to be doing this. That's not sexy.
That isn't sexy.
I'd turn you off.
No. Yeah.
I'd jump right off. See you later.
You're on top in this scenario. I like it.
Apparently. That's new.
It's hypothetical, so let's make things up.
Yeah. Look how fit I am. I'm so good at being on top. Yay. I got two more for you. In my last job as a sales rep, I used to drive to the location, sit in my car, and not visit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I love getting paid with not doing a lot of work.
Yeah. Being a sales rep sucks.
It would be so, especially door to door.
Oh.
Whoa, couldn't imagine anything worse.
Like cold calling is one thing, but having to turn up and knock on their door.
Cold knocking? No.
No. Cold knocking.
Someone finally invites you in, but they're like too eager. Ooh, scary.
That is creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, scary. So Slay, don't do your job. You don't need to.
Yeah.
You're above that.
You know.
Have a nap in your car. You deserve it.
Yeah, they're paying you for your expertise and not your time. That's my saying of the month. Final one for you.
Drum roll.
I waited to break up with a guy because my birthday was coming up and I wanted a present.
No, so fair. I get it.
Yeah, when you're planning a breakup, you have to think about times and like things that are coming up. Like you can't break up with them just before Christmas because that's mean. And then you've got New Year's, but you kind of want to be single for New Year's maybe because then you can have a New Year's kiss with not your boyfriend that you're not into, but maybe with a new partner, right?
Yeah, sure.
So it's
sure.
Do you do it in the week, in that dead week, in the space between Christmas and New Year's? Do you do it after, like, do you want to start with a clean slate? And then a birthday, it's like, well, I don't want to spend my birthday alone. If I break up with him now, I'm going to be single and maybe sad and I really want him to buy me a present. I've already told him what I want, so I'm going to wait until after my birthday to break up with him.
Absolutely. The only time I wouldn't break up with someone is on their birthday.
Oh, my God.
That would be the only time where I'd be like, I'll wait.
My biggest thing when I was breaking up with my ex-girlfriend was like ends of leases because I was really poor.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't afford to break this lease. I can't afford a bond.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so lucky I could move in with my parents straight away.
It makes massive difference.
Ooh.
Yeah, here.
But that's a slay. I would do that. I mean,
Get your gift, girl. Maybe they're a piece of shit.
Maybe.
Yeah. And I mean, they've probably already bought it for you anyway. So.
Exactly.
I think
what a waste. That's probably going in the bin.
Yeah, it's a disservice.
Yeah, you need it.
Wait.
Mm, I agree.
But also, I think it would be really hard to imagine if you got like a really lovely gift and then a few weeks later being like, ooh, not feeling it anymore.
Oh.
Thank you for the Tiffany bracelet.
Oy.
But it didn't bring back that spark that I thought it would.
Yeah, no, that's so true. I feel sad for him now.
Yeah.
Oh, well. On to the next. Thank you, next. Anyway, this segment was brought to you by Tempest One.
Speaking of, I'm thinking it's time for one.
Grab Tempest One at select Dan Murphy's and BWS stores today. Thanks, Tempest One. We love you.
Thank you.
And now we're going to move on to Tell Me About It, and we're going to talk about dating icks because I'm on a date journey, kind of.
So excited for you.
Yeah, we love dating icks. We love them when they're niche and specific. So I asked the hotties to share their specific dating icks, and I have a couple to share with you.
I like that you said specific.
Yeah.
We've discussed this before.
Yeah.
But I think people too often in, you know, this new world that we live in, put red flags into dating icks.
They're so different.
I don't want genuine reasons to stop not dating someone.
It has to be so silly.
It needs to be so superficial. It needs to be so fucking petty.
Like, we have to judge you. We have to judge you for getting the ick, but it's so funny and we kind of get it.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for, we only got a short amount.
I'm ready.
Ready for the icks. He chewed gum while drinking a beer.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Ick.
I kind of think that's a red flag.
What?
I feel like that is, like, so across the board not okay.
But that's not a red flag.
No, it's not a
That's
red
not
flag.
Problematic to be chewing gum while drinking a beer.
It is problematic.
I'm thinking that he's chewed gum before the date so he has fresh breath, and then they've ordered a drink and he hasn't had an opportunity to spit that out.
Oh, because that would be an ick.
That would be an ick, right? And then he doesn't want to swallow it because who wants to swallow gum?
I would swallow it.
That gives me the ick.
I don't care.
No, and so then he, like, you know, puts it into the corner of his mouth and then drinks his beer.
Oh. I'm just not into it.
Not into it. I'll do that.
Disgusting.
Next ick, he had sleep in his eyes.
What a fucking loser.
Did you tell him? Did you do him a solid and tell him he had sleep in his eye? Or were you one of those assholes that let them go the whole day with sleep in their eyes?
I'm forever trying to get the sleep out of Frank's eyes, and he acts as if I'm, like, slaughtering him. He's like, no.
Oh, Ben gets the little goopies too, and he doesn't like me getting them.
I love picking dog sleep.
Yeah.
It's so, like,
so satisfying.
Because there's, like, their eyes are so big, and so, like, you can really, like, scoop.
Flick it out. Do you know what's weird? It's, like, when it's, like, I'm just on the couch and I'm trying to flick it, he hates it. But if I'm showering him or, like, bathing him, he's like, yes, Mom, take
he loves
that. And
it.
I'm, like, wiping his eyes and he loves it. I've had him for a year.
I saw that, actually. So sweet.
Yeah.
Little Betty boy.
Do you know, actually, based on this sleep thing, I went to a beauty event the other day. How's this? Okay, so I'm at this beauty event with all of these other influencers and I'm speaking to beauty brands and their representatives, and I'm learning about, this is the Sephora event that I went to. And that morning it was really humid and I'd applied a new mascara, which I'm not going to name and shame because I do love this brand, but this mascara was not it. And I had mascara all on the top of my eyelids from, like, my eyelashes touching my lids. And I had mascara deposits under my eyes. So, like, I was panda eyes city. Nobody at that event until, like, just before I left, Lucy Neville, love you. Thank you so much for being my girl and telling me. But I had watched through that entire event and nobody told me about my mascara. I was at a beauty event.
I don't think I could do it.
Really?
I've always gone by, if they can't fix it,
don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
It was fixable. I had mirrors everywhere. The place was full of makeup for me to do touch-ups.
Oh, true.
Nobody told me. And I think that was so rude.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Calling out
people. But I think that if somebody has something on their face, tell them. Fix it.
I'm so bad. If I see someone with food in their teeth, I don't tell them.
Oh, I would tell them.
I love it when people tell me. But I get too nervous.
All right, double standards.
I know, but, like, I just get really nervous.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, there's always that odd person out there that when you tell them something like that, they get really offended. I remember my primary school teacher, I, like, pointed out that he had dandruff on his shirt. And I was like,
oh, and he got 11 really or 12.
He got so offended. I remember he looked me in the eyes in front of, like, everyone in my class. It wasn't everyone in my class. We were in, like, a group thing. But, like, in front of everyone in this group being like, do you think that's fun? Do you get something out of making me feel bad?
Oh, maybe he thought you were trying to make fun of him, but
he
you were just trying to tell him.
But I was, like, in year six, I'm, like, an 11-year-old girl, and he was like,
he got triggered.
Do you get, like, off? He didn't say do you get off, but he said something along the lines of, do you get off making me look bad? And I remember being like, no. I'm 11. Like, I remember thinking about it, like, sir, I'm 11.
I'm 11. No, but you were just trying to do him a solid, but he's had previous trauma, I think, from kids making fun of him. So maybe he thought that you were making fun of him.
But again, I'm 11.
Yeah.
I just have beef with anyone that fights with children.
11-year-olds can be brutal.
Not me. I was a sweetheart.
Okay, because my sister is a year two teacher. She's a year two teacher, and some of them can be brutal.
But, like, purposely brutal?
Yeah.
No.
No, she's teaching. So every year she has one sociopath. Crazy.
My mum does, like, volunteer teaching. Mm. She teaches ethics at local primary schools. Yeah. And it's, like, lovely. She gets so much enjoyment out of it. But there's always, like, a couple of kids that she fucking hates.
Yeah.
And, like, she genuinely hates these children. And, like, she'll call me and she'll be like, that fucking kid.
Daniel.
Like, we'll call them, like, Cherry. Cherry's such a bitch. And I'm like, Mum, she's seven. And she, because they're literally seven. And she's like, no, Cherry's a bitch.
Yeah.
Cherry's always trying to get everyone's attention because she's a bitch.
Well, sometimes, you know, you're born a bitch.
I'm just shocked. Every time I'm like,
knowing someone is a teacher with your children and then behind their backs calling them bitches. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's a slay, Jude.
I'd be horrified if I was Cherry's mum.
Yeah, but she doesn't know. She doesn't. Well, now Cherry's mum's listening. She knows.
I changed the names.
Oh, good.
By the way, just to let you know.
Well, yeah, whose daughter's name's Cherry?
Yeah, I thought I'd go out, like, really out there. Cherry's cute, though.
Yeah, it could be a cute name. Mm. Next ick. I got the ick because he wore slippers.
There's so many icks, and I'm not saying they're wrong, I get them, but there's so many icks where it's just like men aren't allowed to live.
Like, yeah, no, like that's done. That's just for the girls. It's just for the girls. He wears a dressing gown? Yeah, no.
Can't wear a dressing gown? No. And I actually back that.
He wears pajamas? No.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Why are you cold? Poor guy. I guess it depends on the type of slippers as well. Like if you've got like slide slippers that have like little bunnies on them.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think that's cute. Yeah. No, I know. Look, I get it though.
Yeah.
Next.
Ugg boots on a man.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
You know how there's a trend recently of like wearing those like low cut Uggs as like an outfit and wearing them out of. Like,
oh, yeah, I've been seeing it
and I've bought a pair. I'm ready for winter, but it's just so fucking hot here. But I bought a pair because I'm keen to wear them with jeans because that's the trend.
Yeah.
They're called moccasins or something, Ugg moccasins. But if I saw a guy wearing those.
I'm into that.
Oh, really?
I think that's kind of hot.
Oh, okay. Double standards, Grace.
But there's like a type of Birkenstock that's like that has like fleece material.
Yeah, the mule. Yeah. I can't get behind the mule. I know you love them, but those would give me the ick.
I want a pair of those so badly for
winter. They would look good. They would look good for you. For Utah.
For winter.
Oh, for winter.
Yeah.
They would look good with some socks, and I feel like that's very like in your fashion.
Yeah. Very on my vibe.
With these pants, absolutely.
Thank you.
I mean, you're already wearing them. Birkenstocks anyway. Birkenstocks. You just would close off the
and
toes.
I would get the same colour.
Yeah.
I'd hide me dogs.
Hide the dogs. Next ick. He didn't eat rice with his curry. That's weird.
I mean, leave the man alone.
Did he eat it like a soup? I guess curry is like a soup. It doesn't have to be with rice, but you got the ick.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you.
I hear you.
Imagine if like, you know, they're eating and it's like, ew. You know, I mean, I get that
is a red flag for me. Anybody, like my misophonia could not. If you're eating with your mouth open, I mean, I'm going on a dinner date tonight because the last date was drinks. And if he eats with his mouth open, Grace, it's over. I can't. I could not. Next ick is he tripped up the gutter.
No, that's so fair.
Valid.
That's so embarrassing.
Valid, sorry.
I would decease myself.
You know what I mean? Like, you decease myself.
Yeah, I'd be like, sorry, I'm deleting. I'm deleting myself. That's, I'm done.
You know when you trip over nothing?
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
It feels like a betrayal of the universe to do that.
you think someone's waving at you and you wave back.
No.
Oh.
No, I've done that. I did that recently and it was awful. Because, no, okay, let me just really call myself out and give myself the ick here. Recently, it's happened.
You thought it was a fan.
I thought it was a fan. Because it's happened before, Grace. I've had people wave at me and I wave back.
Yeah.
But he was waving to the person behind me. No, it's so bad. It's so bad because recently, like, there's been a significant increase of people coming to talk to me. And I was like, oh, so he must be, like, a follower. And so I waved. Like, literally the other day, a girl, she messaged me on Instagram because, like, you know when you're, like, driving up to a pedestrian crossing and then you, like, brake all of a sudden? This happened and this girl, like, sorry because I was crossing. And I was like, oh, it's fine. she messaged me being like, sorry, I just almost ran over you. And so it's like, and I was like, that's so fine, babe. But like, it's happening more and more. On this date on Friday, somebody came up and interrupted my date. Okay, let me tell you this. This really? Is so bizarre.
Also, did he, does your date know that
I had told him prior. He hadn't seen my videos, but when he asked me what I did and I filled him in. Mm-hmm. But I was on this date, we were like deep in conversation, and it has never happened that somebody's interrupted me while I was with someone. Like, it's always been when I was alone. Yeah. This guy came up to me and he's like, hey, sorry to interrupt. He's like, you're TikTok famous, which I always find a really weird question to ask because, like, what am I going to do? Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Like, yeah, sure. Yeah, yes, I'm on TikTok. And he's like, oh, and are you on a date? And this guy that I'm on the date with, his face was just, like, stunned. He was just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I felt so bad. And he's like, oh, so you're on a date? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I'll keep that in mind next time I'm scrolling. And then he walked away.
That is so weird.
What does that mean?
That is so weird.
What does it mean? I'll keep that in mind next time I'm scrolling. What, that I'm single?
I feel like it's obvious that you're single.
Yeah.
You always do dating stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, it was That's really strange. So weird. But yeah, I gave myself the ick at another occasion. Somebody was waving to someone behind me and I thought they were waving at me.
I, the other day, was getting something dropped off by my mother-in-law. So I was like in a car, Tom was driving, and I put the window down and I kind of knew that this would happen, but I just decided to take a risk. And this poor guy was like crossing the car as my mother-in-law was like coming out of her house, and I was just like, hello. And I'm leaning out the window and the guy's quite close to me and he turns around and he really lovingly goes, hey, how are ya? And he's like stopped and talking to us. And my mother-in-law's like right behind him and she goes, no, that's for me. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm talking to my mother.
No, you should have let him have it. Why'd you ruin it for him?
And like, I knew that the timing was a bit fucked and I thought that maybe he would be like, oh, me, no, I don't know you. But he really just like went for
it. He's like, oh, a new friend.
Yes. He stopped, turned around and was like, hey,
I
found you.
Oh, we're best friends.
And you could see how horrified his
face. Yeah, you guys embarrassed him. You could have gone along with it a bit longer.
No, it was so funny. And then his little, oh, well, I'll go.
Oh, no. I feel for him.
Oh, he was really sweet. Oh. It was really funny. I laughed about it for a very long time.
Not to his face.
No, he bounced away. Oh. He's a bunny, apparently.
He rolled away from embarrassment. He's a bunny. Anyway, back to icks. He gave himself the selfie.
Yeah,
definitely.
Did.
Next ick, he picked his nose on the first date and then put the booger on the edge of the plate.
That was such an embarrassing laugh. Sorry,
that was cute. I'm going to put it in the edit. I loved it.
On the plate.
On the plate.
Okay, I loved picking my nose.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
Not on a date.
No.
Not on the plate.
Save that.
Flick it.
Yeah, flick it.
Flick it.
Go to the bathroom. If you feel a crusty one in your nose and you want to pick it, go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
Excuse yourself. Put it on a piece of toilet paper. Flush it down. Don't put it on your plate. No.
What are you
doing?
Saving it for later.
Ew. Geek. Yep. I agree with you. Next, Dick, I've got three more for you. His feet were dangling off a chair and not touching the ground. Oh, short kings.
It's giving Lord Farquaad.
Oh, bless you. Look, there's nothing wrong with a short king, but like, I just think don't dangle them.
Don't dangle them. It's giving like kid, like waiting for ice cream. Like,
yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I mean, like if you're in a stool, like there's a little rung for you to put your feet on.
Yeah, normally.
Yeah.
And if there's not, just stand.
Just stand, my man.
Cut the.
No.
Middleman out.
Yeah,
there.
Cut that out. Two more. He bumped his head on the car as he got in.
I get why it would be an ick. I don't even think it would be the hitting the head that's the ick. It's the recovery they
afterwards,
would do.
Afterwards, yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
I'm just so tall.
I was a friend did this recently where she was like telling this story and she was like, and then I went like, and she was like laughing, doing this fake laugh, and she hit the back of her head on the wall.
Yeah.
And her recovery from that, she was like really invested in this story. And I was like, well, yeah. You gave yourself the ick there. Because she just stopped the story mid because she ruined it. what's the word? She cock blocked her own story by hitting her head.
Well, at least she acknowledged it.
Yeah. Last one. This is so specific. He only ate sausages.
Well, yeah, I'd stop dating a child as well.
Yeah, true. I mean, his diet's not great.
Yeah, no. Sausages.
Yeah, protein and fats. You know, I'm on my macro journey. That's all that is.
Lots of fats as
well. Lots of fats.
Where are you getting sausages from?
Mm.
You know, I think that would make a major difference.
Yeah, we need some more veggies in there. Mm. Yeah, that's giving chicken nuggets, you know, like, you know, the beige. People who only eat beige on their plate and they only eat chicken nuggets.
And look, I'm a picky gal.
Chicken nugget.
I'm a picky gal. I eat not the best, but you need to eat more than sausages.
Bit of variety.
Yeah, you need to give us something.
Good. Yeah. Can't be good for you.
If I went on a date with someone and they're like, oh, I ate before I got here, and it's like, oh, like early dinner, no, I just don't eat sausages. Yeah. So,
out of those, what would have given you the ick the most, if you remember them? Do you need me to give you a recap?
Yeah.
Let me read them out again. Chewed gum while drinking a beer, sleep in his eyes, he wore slippers, didn't eat rice with his curry, tripped up the gutter, picked his nose on the first date and put booger on the edge of the plate, feet dangling off the chair, bumping his head on the car, or only eating sausages.
It's a toss-up between dangling the chair.
Yeah.
And gum in the beer.
Yeah?
Yeah. I really don't like that.
Not the booger on the plate?
Look, I think as such an avid booger picker, I think I can get past it. I get that, like, for a normie, that's so not on.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not a normie. I would be like, that's wrong. Don't do that. But I can change you.
Love that.
It's fine.
Yeah. So that's tell me about it. Yeah. If you would like to submit a story, you can email us sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com, or I do the call outs randomly in my story. You're just going to have to follow me. And before we wrap up.
Oh.
I know. I don't have one either. We don't have to do this segment.
You know, I'm trying to think of
something. Okay. Rather than saying TikTok of the week, Grace. Rather than saying TikTok of the week, what have you been seeing on your social media?
I keep seeing the offshore oil rig prank.
What?
Have you seen that?
No.
It's like influencers like calling someone they're close to, being like, I've just been offered this brand deal to work on an offshore oil rig and it's going to be great money, but like, do you think I should do it? And everyone is always being like, fuck yeah, do it for the money. I've only just seen one influencer. Her name's Riley.
Is she the one that does the realistic running journey?
Yes. Yeah. Riley's also doing that. She's so great as an influencer. But her prank is the first one that I've seen where she calls her dad, and her dad actually talks about the environmental impacts of offshore oil rigging.
Oh.
Whereas like all the other ones that I've watched, they're just like, yeah, take the money, that's fine.
Oh.
And then her dad is fully just like, well, you know, you've got to think about it. Like, does this work with your brand? Is this morally okay? Think about all it does for the environment. And I'm like, fucking slay, dad. Riley's dad.
Actually having, well, that's good. And I feel like that's a good reflection of her. She's a great influencer.
She's really great. Love her.
Riley J something. She does the realistic running journey.
I actually love the realistic running journey.
Oh, good.
Riley Henson.
Yeah, and she also has a bikini line, I think, or she has a clothing line.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's something. Sick. She's a Kiwi girl.
She's great. Love her. If you listen, love you.
Love you, Riley. What I've been seeing, or something that I saw recently, back on me.
Back on you, sorry.
How about the chick, the British chick that plates up her dinners?
Nara?
Is that what her name is?
Which one?
Unreal.
No, you're thinking of a different lady.
Yeah.
Brittany?
Yeah, and she loves gravy.
She's about to have twins.
Yeah, she's about to have twins. And her plating up, I fucking love her videos.
She's so funny.
I would love to have one of her dinners. Like, she made a roast recently with the Yorkies and then the stuffing bowls. Mm. And she just, like, even like she loves greens as well. She's like, I love crispy kale.
She loves kale, yeah.
Loves kale, broccoli. And she just like plates up a good dinner.
I was thinking about Nara Smith. Have you heard of her?
Yeah, she's the other pregnant one.
I'm obsessed with her
videos.
She's
like, my baby wanted marshmallows, so I made them from scratch.
I literally watched that yesterday.
Yeah, same.
She made like Pop-Tarts from scratch.
Yeah.
And it's just like, she gets a lot of hate. And like, I get the hate. I want to hate her. I do want to hate her.
Because who's going to make marshmallows from scratch when you can just buy them?
They're just so perfect.
Yeah,
Everything's so perfect. But then I watched this video being like, don't hate her. Like, she's not doing anything wrong. And people are saying, like, she's anti-feminist. And it's like, actually, feminism allows you to have choice and this is her choice.
And
let her live. And I'm like, yeah, true. She should be able to say. But I get why everyone's jumping to hatred. I don't think it's anything she does.
Well, it's because it's unachievable and they couldn't do that. And purely, so it kind of makes purely. Her out to be like supermom.
Purely. Also, like, she's so young.
Is she? How old is she?
I think she's like 22.
And she has kids and she's pregnant.
Her third.
Wow. Well, look, we're not third judging. Kid. You're a child bride.
Yeah, I am a child bride, but wow.
Yeah. That's pretty normal.
3 years younger than me.
She's a child.
God, I'm 27. She's 4 years younger than me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so old.
Don't. Shut the fuck up. You'll always be younger than me.
That's why I keep you around.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, that was all we have for today. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.